There's a new electric SUV being developed by a charismatic visionary whose name doesn't rhyme with Tusk. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in from Hollywood. Hot on the heels of Tesla's Model Y announcement comes the news that carmaker Fisker Inc. also wants to make an electric SUV at about the same price. Celebrated sports car designer Henrik Fisker started his own luxury electric vehicle company in 2007. For a while, it even seemed he had the edge over rival Tesla. Then came production of the Karma in 2011. The $100,000 plug-in sports car was widely panned and barely sold. It would take a whole lot going right for the Fisker Inc. SUV announcement to mark any kind of real turnaround. Chelsea Sexton is an electric vehicle industry advisor and advocate. She caught us up on the company's rocky history.
They ended up going bankrupt, and the assets were bought for a fraction of their value by a Chinese firm who has reinstigated the company as Karma, while Fisker remained his name, and now is trying again, promising a $40,000 SUV with 300 miles of range inside of 2 years, with a not very large company to begin with, zero details about who he's using for his technological or propulsion support, and no manufacturing plant. So I think I'm probably not one of the only ones that's a little bit skeptical on the promise.
Why do you think he's making the move to an SUV?
I think he's trying to raise money. I mean, generally speaking, when we see these big, bold promises from any of the startups, and there are many now, and Fisker is still a relative startup, it's usually an attempt to garner media attention and therefore raise funding. And it takes, on average, well over $1 billion to launch a car.
And if this SUV is a means to an end, what is the end that he's trying to leverage?
What's interesting is that he is doing the reverse model of Tesla and everyone else, or is now claiming to, where originally, and what most do is start with a higher end vehicle and try to work their way down into something that's economically affordable. And the higher end vehicles produce more profit and therefore fund the next one down the chain, just like Roadster and then Model S and X and now down to Model 3. He's now saying he's going to hold off on the premium car until after he delivers this affordable SUV and go the opposite direction. That remains to be seen if he can deliver either one of them in any volume and certainly take care of the after service and after sales kinds of needs that always get overlooked. So his end game ultimately has to be credibility. He's lost most of that in the last several years in terms of being an actual automotive producer or, you know, CEO of a car company. He still is a pretty designer. That's never really been in question. But whether or not he will ever be more than that is something he still has to earn.
Chelsea Sexton is an electric vehicle industry advisor and advocate. Now, for his part, Henrik Fisker points out in an interview with Bloomberg that he has delivered a commercially produced plug-in vehicle and learned firsthand plenty of lessons to apply to his next project. That's not something many others can claim. And now for some related links. Fisker's been promising a hot new vehicle for a while now, but it was originally going to be a sleek, sporty sedan, the E-Motion. We've known since September that the flagship vehicle would have to wait. That's when Henrik Fisker told Clean Technica a vehicle at the lower $40,000 price point would come first. He just didn't say it was an SUV. He also talked about the solid-state battery he says the company is developing as their other main focus. The battery would replace lithium-ion technology. Solid-state batteries are a holy grail of sorts for EVs, promising driving ranges way beyond 300 miles and charging up in a matter of minutes. Fisker Inc.'s batteries were originally scheduled for next year, but Green Car Report says it's looking more like 2022 at the earliest. Fisker said in an email to those reporters, "Initial timelines have always been targets. Targets, not promises." I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.